Hello, everybody. Welcome to a simulcast, joint podcast between both the Blue Moon Podcast and the Anfield Wrap. I'm David Mooney. I'm joined by the Anfield Wrap's Neil Atkinson. Hi, Neil.
Hello there, David.
How are you doing?
Very well indeed, really. I mean, we're going to get into some of the issues here, the things that do sort of dominate my days, which is, you know, Liverpool supporters' concern around transfers / finances, which takes up a fair bit of time. But, you know, broadly speaking, it's a unique feeling to start a season as league champions, and it's really good. I mean, you know, it is everything it was cracked up to be quite honest with you. And there is a bit of a shame that we haven't all got to be in the ground, and we're unlikely to be anytime soon. And in all honesty now, that is the only, you know, one day that will come, and hopefully that'll come this season.
Yeah.
But that is the only thing that we've sort of missed. And when that happens, it will feel almost a bit like winning it again. I mean, I do at times sort of pity Evertonians, where it sort of feels like Liverpool will end up winning this league what will feel like five times because of the way in which it's gone. But, you know, I think right now, though, it would be good if everyone could sort of congregate properly together and enjoy it in that sense, because I think that is the thing that's sort of missing, and everyone's maybe a bit more fearful than maybe Manchester City supporters might think about what happens next. You know, I think there is a bits and pieces of concern around Liverpool, which I don't think are entirely warranted, but which, you know, people are just all, you almost work yourself at times into a little bit of a frenzy.
Yeah.
And end up just thinking, well, the sky is about to crash in, when, you know, I think from both Liverpool and Manchester City's positions, the sky is very much not about to fall in. That's difficult to deal with for both clubs in different ways.
I was going to say, we can get into all of that, because there's plenty of problems that City have had over the last season that we'll dive into. We decided to do this basically because, I don't know about you, Neil, I'm getting the impression that whatever happens next season, it's going to be a City-Liverpool top two. It's just the order in which that it happens. It's been that for the last couple of seasons. Obviously, City, all domestic trophies in 2019, Liverpool won the Champions League that year. It almost flipped round this year, except City forgot to win the Champions League at any point, and Liverpool went on to win the title. So there's a strong argument for some reason that neither side have had sufficient credit over the last two seasons or two or three seasons. And so I suppose this is a show to celebrate what both sides have achieved in the last kind of two, yeah, 3 years, and also to look ahead to how they'll compete next season.
Yeah, it's not entirely hands across the M62, but I think there's an element in different ways, I think, and I'll go back to I'll include the City side of 17-18, that I think there's a lot of reasons why you end up in a situation, some slightly more justifiable than others, possibly from my point of view, but why we've ended up in a situation where I think there has been insufficient credit put around. I think that because of the combination of the money, which we have to acknowledge with City and with Pep Guardiola, everyone acted like the 100-point season was sort of inevitable, which is insane when you stop to think about it, because, you know, it had never been done before, and what it meant and what it did to the league. I think everyone was almost reluctant, in a sense. When I say everyone, a lot of this stuff is sort of thinking about the way in which the game's talked about nationally and internationally. But there was a reluctance to maybe give full credit. And I think there was a real reluctance to acknowledge a lot of the muck and bullet stuff that City did in 18-19 to get themselves over the line in the title. I remember, yeah, you know, watching a lot of City's games in the running because they felt like Liverpool matches. And, you know, there's performances at Burnley where, for instance, City don't actually play all that well. Performances at West Ham, City don't play all that well. But the point is they show unbelievable courage. And a lot of the sort of the attributes around team building and around a collectiveness and a togetherness that get ascribed to Liverpool a lot didn't get ascribed to City when they were doing that, when, yeah, they were showing that sort of courage. And that, you know, it's personified and it ends up being a cheap one in a sense, whilst it's obviously enormous for City. You know, it all becomes sort of, it's like it was all just Vincent Kompany, and it all ends up just being that one goal against Leicester. Whereas City were doing that for months in, yeah, different ways, with different players.